Utah knows what it means to be earthquake ready.
Epicenter Magna, Utah. It was 5.7.
Today, Dave and Dejanovic mark the 2024 Great Utah Shakeout. Listen this hour as Be Ready Utah joins Dave and Debbie for the preparation and planning your family needs for the next emergency on KSL News Radio.
Just thinking about the Magna earthquake in March of 2020, and so grateful that it happened earlier in the morning because a lot of kids weren't at school yet. Were your kids at school, Dave, at the time?
No. They sleep in. They're always late.
Well,
if they're not five minutes late for school, they're not going to school.
Let me rewind that a little bit, too. We were also in the middle of a global pandemic, and things had started to shut down pretty quickly. So a lot of kids were home and distance learning at the time. But one school that certainly took the brunt and got a lot of damage was Westlake Junior High. Of course, we are broadcasting live today from Evergreen Junior High, which is totally on the opposite end of the valley. We're more in the Mill Creek area. Westlake is at like 34th South and 34th West. And Ben Horsley with the Granite School District, thanks for coming out to Evergreen for us to give us an update on Westlake.
Well, I'm just glad that Evergreen didn't fall down on you in the midst of that earthquake drill this morning.
Everything went well.
I'm glad she held up. She's a beautiful building.
She is. And she's not, she's kind of a little bit older.
Yeah. She's slated for a rebuild here in the next decade, depending on how funding goes. So
there you go.
Same reason and rationale, right? We got to bring these facilities up to code and up to snuff so that they can be a resource if there was a seismic event.
I think that was a great reminder for us. We have a lot of historic buildings, older buildings, and it costs a lot of money to replace them. And we'll see this in school bonds, and it's $100 million here, $100 million there. These are expensive school bonds. And I think as a taxpayer, we can be reticent to say yes to these things. I think that was a great reminder that this is not a luxury. This is something that is a necessity.
Yeah, especially in some of these more mature communities like Granite District serves. I think it's interesting. We work with a lot of community resource teams and for emergency kits to be placed in schools for the community in case there was a seismic event, an earthquake. A lot of our families' homes, especially in these mature areas, are not going to be able to withstand a major seismic event. And it's interesting that we're putting these kits in schools that also will not withstand a seismic event. We need to look at these as more of less of schools and more of community centers, emergency shelters, things of that nature.
That's a great point, Ben. This could become a community shelter if the big one were to hit. Talk about Westlake. How is, first of all, remind us what the damage was. I think a lot of us were taken by surprise about, you know, how damaged that building was.
Absolutely. If you walked through it after only a few of us were able to, there were cracks along several significant beams and major portions of that facility, and it was rendered and needing to be rebuilt or have major remodeling done. And ultimately, it was cheaper to rebuild some of these older facilities in order to bring them up to code and current seismic standards. I don't think people realize sometimes that whenever you touch a building like Evergreen that we're in, an older facility, and you go in to do any sort of construction, you are required to bring it up to the latest and greatest in seismic. And so that's what makes it very expensive in some of these instances. And so fortunately, insurance covered the bulk of that, and we were able to get some FEMA funding to cover the remaining cost of that rebuild. And that school will reopen this summer. We're very excited about it.
If I remember correctly, was everyone out? Nobody was in?
That's correct. It was before school started, and it was during the pandemic. And so we were actually out on emergency leave, everybody at home. That was literally days after we were school was suspended for the pandemic.
So what has what will this new building hold in terms of earthquake, you know, being able to be earthquake resistant? There's no building that could be earthquake proof, but earthquake resistant.
Yeah, degree possible. There's just certain standards that it must be. We don't use a lot of masonry anymore. Those are called reinforced masonry buildings. We have to go back and address a number of our facilities across the district and across the state, really. The state came out with a report that showed the significant amount of school buildings that are still using a lot of masonry in their construction and don't have the steel support structure to withstand a major seismic event. And that's the advantage that Westlake will have with this new build is that steel structure to withstand that type of event.
I do kind of chuckle when we talk to students and when we go through some of these earthquake drills, and there's a lot of different drills they do. There's a varying level of intensity and seriousness that they take. But I think ultimately, you know, even going through the motions, even if they're not fully engaged, I think when something like this happens, whether it's an earthquake thing, drill or fire drill, they revert to some training. So I kind of chuckled when I asked the kids they were surrounding, like, who actually got under their desk? And they kind of like half-heartedly lifted their hands up. But I think it still speaks to the importance of the training, even if it doesn't seem like everyone's totally invested.
Absolutely. And I think it's just putting that mental reminder. It's like building muscle memory when you're an athlete, right? We're going to build a little bit of muscle memory in our students' minds. If an unfortunate event occurred, what different types of drills that we do throughout the year, not just for earthquakes and whatnot.
We learned in the last hour from the principal here at Evergreen Junior High that the Granite District has an alert system to get information out to parents if there were to be an earthquake. Hit on that again for people who might not have been able to tune
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I think our schools, we've really tried to take that off our school's responsibility and as a district work on the notification piece and get that out. We actually have an emergency page, and we're able to, within a few minutes, be able to send a mass alert and text. Anybody within our schools who has the application on their desktop can send an alert, put a school into a lockdown or any other sort of emergency protocol, or if there was like an earthquake or other some sort of emergency, notify police, fire, and all those resources instantaneously. And then that allows us to, in turn, make quicker notification to our families.
Ben, thank you for joining us. Ben Horsley from the Granite School District. Learning that the school that was most impacted during the Utah earthquake, the Magna earthquake, is being rebuilt. And looks like things are going well there.
We'll keep an eye on that development. Thanks, Ben, as he runs out the door. Straight ahead, let's go live with the University of Utah Seismograph Station and ask this question. How many earthquakes does Utah experience every day? Many of them we probably never even feel, right?